United Nations aid agencies say the humanitarian situation in Ivory Coast is deteriorating and the ongoing conflict is increasing instability in the region. A top United Nations official who has just returned from the Ivory Coast says the peace process is holding, but it is very slow. Carolyn McCaskey is the United Nations humanitarian envoy for the crisis in Ivory Coast. She says that behind the ceasefire lines, none of the government or private services is working. She says many areas in the West continue to remain off limits to aid workers. Ms. McCaskey says the situation in Ivory Coast has become more fragile since the assassination last Friday of Sergeant Felix Dole, the leader of the Ivorian Popular Movement. But she says the rebel group is determined to keep the lid on various splinter groups in the West.
They are very much trying to stay in control, and they are sort of putting themselves up as the force of respectability of the Nouvelle France. They confirmed to us, and we have reason to believe that this is in fact correct, that from that particular sector of the West, they have chased the Liberians out. So my sense is that they are serious.
The United Nations estimates thousands of people have been killed in Ivory Coast civil war and more than 1 million have been made homeless. The director of emergency operations for the United Nations Children's Fund, Niels Carlsberg, says health problems and malnutrition rates are rising among children because of the lack of basic services. He notes more than 500,000 children have not been able to go to school since September when the war broke out. He also says UNICEF is engaged in vitally important protection work.
We are well aware of the UNHCR work on protection as it relates to the refugees. We're also looking at the protection against the recruitment of children into various forms of irregular forces and rebel movements. As you know, we even have in some places gangs of children that have become like mercenaries from years of having grown up in this type of circle of violence. And there's a lot of widespread sexual exploitation of women and children.
In November, the United Nations appealed for nearly $86 million to provide humanitarian assistance to Ivory Coast, as well as neighboring Liberia, Guinea, Burkina Faso, Mali, and Ghana. So far, 40% of the appeal has been received, enough to begin some programs, but, as Carolyn McCaskey says, not enough to meet the critical needs of these countries. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.